You're listening to SBS News.
For 20 years leading up to the turn of the century, Australia's life expectancy rose rapidly, both in absolute terms and in comparison with other high-income countries. That rise was in part thanks to a national anti-smoking campaign, which led to a decrease in mortality from heart disease and stroke. But a new study has found since 2003, the rate of life expectancy growth has slowed. Report co-author Tim Adair from the University of Melbourne says Australia is now falling behind most other high-income nations.
Life expectancy growth in Australia has been slowing compared to most other high-income countries over the past decade. So since 2003, life expectancy growth in Australia has been ranked 19th out of 27 countries for males and 22nd out of 27 countries for females.
At birth, men in Australia currently have a life expectancy of 80.5 years and women 84 and a half years. Dr. Adair says rising obesity levels are a contributing factor.
The recent slowdown in the decline is somewhat surprising. However, we need to keep in mind that Australia has quite high levels of obesity, with about 28% of adults being obese. And so this is playing a role in the slowdown in growth of life expectancy.
Australian Medical Association President Tony Bartone says obesity can lead to a number of potentially fatal health conditions.
We know that up to two-thirds of the population in Australia are either overweight or obese. And the prevalence of obesity in childhood is also increasing. Extrapolate out over the next few decades, and that increasing prevalence is going to have an impact on many conditions, cardiovascular, cancers, and other lifestyle diseases such as diabetes.
He says greater investment in health services is needed to tackle rising obesity and other health issues.
Investment in health is not an expense, but an investment in the health and the future economic prosperity of a country, of an economy, and it needs to be seen in that light.
The Heart Foundation Heart Health General Manager Bill Stavresky says there are steps everyone can take to improve their health and potential life expectancy.
It starts with the family, with the workplace, with friends. Each and every one of us can do something to support each other and help each other. So there are simple things that people can do, and you know, start off with that walking.
Report co-author Dr. Adair anticipates Australia's life expectancy will only continue to rise if preventable health measures are put in place.
Historically, people have underestimated how much life expectancy will grow. So what we now think is very high, say 90 or 95 years, could well be achievable in the future. But the message we want to communicate from this paper is that that will only occur with continued investments in preventive health measures.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.